Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Marcia Starich, chairperson of the Las Cruces Arts Fair and board member of the Doña Ana Arts Council, and Kathy Stark, gourd artist. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, thank you for having us,
It's great
Emily.
To be here, Emily. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, this is the sixth year of the art fair. Marcia, tell me about the art fair.
The art fair is a juried art show which is held at the convention center, and it will be this year, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of March, and we are in our sixth year. It's a fabulous show. We get artists from all over the United States, and we've got participating artists from Mexico. And we've got entertainment this year, and it'll be continuous entertainment. And we're having Utrepe and the New Mexico Lindo Trio Romantico, who will be playing at the fair this year.
And what day will they be performing?
Both groups will be performing Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be continuous entertainment, so they will be changing out their places. But I know Utrepe will be there Friday night, and they have a great following in Las Cruces, El Paso, and Juarez.
So the art fair opens on Friday, March 18th at 5 p.m. Tell me about the other days.
The other days, on Saturday, we are open from 10 to 5, and on Sunday from 10 to 4. And we have a lot of local artists who are featured. Anthony Lazarco, Ben Hoffaker, Sally Quillen, Michael Stevens, John Harris, Michael Nail, and my good friend Kathy Stark, who is sitting next to me.
And Kathy, you're a gourd artist. Tell us what a gourd artist is.
Well, I always said that I should name my business Out of Her Gourd, but somebody already had that name. You know, a gourd is like a pumpkin, except that it dries hard like wood. And so you can do anything with a gourd that you can do with a piece of wood. My preference is to carve on them. So I do very detailed carving. I make Kachina-like maidens and guardian dolls. And I had some friends over last weekend, and they said, you know, we came to see your studio. And I said, my studio? You mean my hazmat zone? Because working with a gourd is very dangerous, as are a lot of arts, actually. And so wearing masks and protection from the mold and all of that. So I took them out to the little building I had constructed in my backyard for doing my carving. And they walked away and said, okay, now we understand why you call it a hazmat zone. But it's fun because you can do just about anything with a gourd. And I have a friend who will be joining me again this year, sharing a booth, Karen Phillips. And she also does gourd art. She's from Tucson. And she does a completely different style of gourd art than I do. But this will be the second year that we're sharing a booth at Las Cruces Arts Fair. And people came in last year, and we were just pleased as punch. We won Best of Show Mixed Media last year. And they'll come in and say, okay, which ones are yours and which ones are Karen's? And so my standard line was always, if it's very freeform and artsy, it's Karen's. If it's very detailed and anal, it's mine.
So gourd art is one type of art we can expect to see. Marcia, how long have you been the chairperson?
This is my first year as chairperson. We started 6 years ago, and with some very prominent members of the community, Sally and Glenn Cutter and the Griffins started this at the convention center. And then we've had other chairpersons in the interim, and this is my first year.
Are you an artist yourself?
I am not an artist. I'm a photographer, and I love music, and I play the piano, so that's my outlet of art.
Will there be photography also in the art fair?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. Yes, we've got lots of photographers. We've got photographers from throughout the United States, and you can see a variety. There is one photographer, Tim Chapman, who goes around the world taking pictures, and last year he was very popular at the show. He's been at the show for 6 years, and he's taken pictures in Iceland, which I love, and throughout the Orient and several places in the United States.
Do we have a Las Cruces photographer?
We do not have a Las Cruces photographer, but we do have several other artists who practice different mediums, like Anthony Lazorco. He does colored woodcuts, which are just absolutely fascinating. And he worked as a commercial artist for several years. And then we've got Ben Hoffaker, who does jewelry. And there is something for everyone. We've got jewelers. We've got, help me out here, Kathy. We've got gourd people. We've got
wonderful painters.
Painters.
One of my favorite painters is coming down again, and he's bringing another picture to complete my living room, James Studel, who's a Native American painter. And it's just marvelous play on colors. We've got the jewelers. We've got some printmakers, potters.
We've got potters, yes, we do. And, of course, the gourd art. And Mike Nail is a New Mexico resident.
He's a former co-worker of mine.
Here at New Mexico State University?
No, at the City of Las Cruces.
And he decided to apply to the show last year, and he is a self-taught artist, and he had really very little training, but he does drawings and paintings, and he uses pencil, charcoal, and his passion is Western and Native American art.
His detail is amazing.
It is absolutely amazing.
What about the youth, children or young artists? Are you expecting any?
We have asked students from New Mexico State who will be there. They were there last year for their first year, and we have several students from New Mexico State who will be having a booth of their own, and we've also invited students from the various high schools to participate.
Is there a specific type of art that they enjoy doing that you've seen?
Just like every other artist, they follow their passion. So you will see painting, you will see maybe weaving, you will see wood art, you'll see jewelry.
And you'll have artist demonstrations as well.
Yes, we will. And those start at 11 o'clock on Saturday and again on Sunday. And you can go to our website to see who will be doing demonstrations. And when you come to the show, it will be in the program as well.
And your website?
And our website is daarts.org.
Let's go back to the artist. What was your passion in creating gourd art? Kathy?
Well, it really wasn't a passion. It was just solving a problem.
And how could that be a problem?
Well, I moved here 19 years ago from Minnesota. And inside my entryway, I don't have a large house. It's me and my cat. And inside my entryway was a wall. It was, it's narrow, but as most houses in New Mexico, the wall goes all the way up to the roof trusses. And I looked at that wall and said, what the heck am I supposed to do with this? A large piece of art is not going to look good. A small piece of art is not going to look good. And I was in a gallery in New Mexico, and I can't even remember which city I was in. And I have always been partial to masks for some reason. And I saw a little gourd mask, and I told my friend, I'll just start collecting these and go all the way up the wall and over the arched doorway. And I took it off the wall, and it was quite a small piece, and the price was not small. And I said, I can figure this out. So I just set out to start playing with gourds to fill my problem wall. Now, what was it, in 2008, I think, I finally got around to repainting the walls. I took all those masks down and started throwing them in the trash, and my neighbor and my brother were digging them out of the trash because they thought I was terrible. But I did that because my work evolved so much that early work was just kind of like, yuck. And it went from there. And every gourd I pick up is a challenge. I had a head injury, so I have a very pronounced tremor. And the gourds are like my challenge. How much detail can I do before my tremor says, stop, you can't go there.
And do you grow your own gourds?
No, I did one year, and they're really fun to watch grow. They really are. But for the kind of work that I do, I'm looking for a very thick-shelled gourd.
And you can't grow that.
And you can't grow those in New Mexico consistently. We get too hot and we're too dry. So they come out of the mountains in California because they can grow very, very thick.
Interesting.
You know, Emily, one thing that I'd like to say just in general about the show, this is my sixth year too, which is very unusual for me. I usually do a show for like 3 years and then I go away and then I come back. But when I moved here 19 years ago and I started meeting people and everybody said, you know, you buy your art in Santa Fe. If you want nice art, you go to Santa Fe. And when Glenn and Sally started this Las Cruces Arts Fair, it really was looking to bring fine art to Las Cruces. And this show is extraordinary. The quality of the art, it's like if people haven't been to the show, they really need to come because you don't need to drive to Santa Fe for fine art. It's right here at the convention center in March. And it truly is an outstanding show.
It is. That's why I got involved, because we went one year and we moved here from California. And we were used to really good art shows. And we were just absolutely blown away by the quality, the variety of art that is at this show.
And it's fairly reasonably priced.
You can find every price range from the very inexpensive to the very expensive and everything in between. It depends on what you're looking for. There are some artists who have some very expensive pieces, but people love this particular artist so much, she almost sells out every single year.
So all of these artists have a following that come in from different parts of the nation and even the world, you said.
They do. They do have a following, and we've had people here come to our art show from Canada, throughout the United States, from Mexico. So we are gaining knowledge, or we're becoming more well-known for our art show.
And it's very family-oriented.
It is.
Children under 12 are free.
Yes.
And then for adults, they can purchase their tickets at the art fair itself or prior to the fair?
They can go online at the Arts Council, which is daarts.org, and purchase tickets, or they can purchase them at the door.
And also at the riograndtheater.com.
Yes.
Right? So what would you say to someone that has never been to the art show to expect?
You can expect quality art. You can expect friendly artists who are willing to take the time to talk to you and answer your questions about their art. You can see some wonderful demonstrations. We have beverages. We've got a cantina. And, of course, we've got some fabulous music. So you could spend many hours and have a great time for very little money at the art fair.
And again, it's the 6th Annual Las Cruces Arts Fair, opening up on Friday evening at 5 o'clock at the Las Cruces Convention Center, and goes on through Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 10 to 5 p.m. and Sunday 10 to 4 p.m.
And Emily, I'll just reiterate the dates. It's the 18th, 19th, and 20th of March.
Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me on
Thank
Fuentes.
You.
You're definitely a bridge to the community, sharing your artwork and sharing your enthusiasm for art.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
We loved it.
You're welcome.
Look forward to seeing you at the Arts Fair.
Thank you. And my guests again today, we have Marcia Starch,
yes,
chairperson of the Las Cruces Arts Fair and board member of the Doñana Arts Council, and Kathy Stark, Gourd artist. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.